snow drifts down over the city of Seattle with the Space Needle on the horizon. Words appear. Hallmark Media presents Navigating Christmas. Scenes from a local market and two male street musicians. A downtown street is lined with illuminated trees. In a store window, an animatronic snowman and elves. At a high-end Christmas party, a blonde woman in a shimmering silver dress talks on her phone.
I consolidated that into a primary account. It's just safer. Better interest rates, too. Yes, I completely agree. Transparency is key. So, are you good? Yes, teenagers are impossible to buy for. How about a pair of Bluetooth headphones? My son loves his. They're on sale right now at Davros, 20% off. Of course, I'm happy to help. You too. Happy holidays.
Do I need to talk to HR about client boundaries?
It is very important that I have a good relationship with my clients.
And that's why you have the big corner office.
A champagne toast.
Cheers to that. Miss Dalton, hi. 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 Ellie, what's the word? Everything okay?
Yes, okay. So the final specs on your bathroom remodel just came in, so I put them on your desk. Your dry cleaning will be delivered tomorrow morning, and Mackenzie's will have dinner set by 7. I made sure to tell them no snatcher.
Okay, great. Now stop working and enjoy yourself. This is your holidays.
Are you sure? You don't need anything else? I could, like, I don't know, organize client files. I could tie up loose ends on any statement.
Go have a drink and enjoy yourself before I fire you.
Ellie stares at her.
Ellie, I'm kidding.
Oh! Okay, yeah. Thanks, Miss Dalton. I mean, Melanie. Miss Dalton.
Ellie hurries away.
Okay, yeah.
Melanie smiles at her dark-haired coworker.
It must feel nice to be worshipped. Just don't let it get to your head.
Oh, it is impossible to have an inflated ego when you have a teenager. Are you kidding me? I leave this building, and I'm just Melanie Dalton, the most annoying mother in the world.
Don't come around. It's been a tough year.
Okay, should we go exchange gifts before Richard does his end-of-the-year speech?
I thought you would never ask.
Claire grabs another champagne flute from off a tray. She disappears into the crowd with Melanie. Later, in the office library, Melanie opens a pair of blue striped pajamas.
Oh, come on! How cute are these? Thank you, Claire. I love them.
Of course. I know how important sleep is for you.
I cannot believe that last year we were sitting in this very room as I bawled my eyes out and you consoled me. I was such a mess. Thank you for being a good friend.
Divorce isn't easy. But look at you. You did it. You got through it, and you're on the other side now.
Yeah, I'm just not so sure Chase is. He really misses his dad.
Well, at least they get to spend Christmas together.
Yeah, Max gets to be the cool dad who whisks him away to Whistler with his fun girlfriend, and I get all the attitude. I swear I'm not bitter.
You're allowed to feel frustrated or envious or sad. I know I would.
I'm just going to really miss not spending Christmas with him.
I'll be a phone call away if you need anything. You know that.
Thanks, Claire.
And actually, if you're feeling adventurous, Tom from accounting was looking pretty good tonight. Maybe you could see if he wants to go to dinner.
Oh, come on. Absolutely not.
Why?
Oh, because I don't even know if I'm ready to date yet. And when I do, it will not be Tom in accounting.
Okay. That's fair. Fine. But it doesn't need to be him. But are you open to the idea?
I don't know. Maybe.
I know you. When you've been hurt, you put up those walls and you don't let anyone in. But come on. It's Christmas. Maybe it's a good time for you to let down your guard a bit and be open to something new.
I am going to be wearing these, watching Christmas movies all day.
Okay, that doesn't sound too bad either.
No. Maybe some of this too.
As snow falls, a sedan pulls up to a two-story clapboard house with gables. Melanie enters the home in a winter white wool coat.
Jason, I'm home.
In his room, Jason sits on his bed with headphones as he plays a game on his phone.
Hello, Earth to Jason.
What?
Are you all packed? Your dad said he'd be here around 9.
Pretty much.
Okay, why don't I help you then?
Hey, I'm good.
Let me just make sure that everything's...
No, hey, I said I'm good. Hey. Please, don't touch my stuff.
Okay, look, I want you to have the best Christmas ever in Whistler. But you cannot forget your paper is due.
How can I forget? You only remind me every day.
You got yourself into this situation. Do you want to be held back?
Yeah, Mom, I want to be held back.
He picks up his phone.
Turn it off now.
Hey.
It's bedtime.
Jason glares as she goes to the door.
Can't wait to get away from this place.
Melanie turns back as she holds back tears. She closes the door. The sun rises over a cloudy Seattle. In her kitchen, Melanie pours coffee. She answers her phone.
Max, are you here already? What? You're kidding me. Gia's gonna be so disappointed. We'll talk about this later. Hey!
He's not coming, is he?
It's Laura. She has the flu.
I don't care about Laura. I just want to go snowboarding with Dad.
He said he promised...
This isn't fair!
I know, Jace. I'm so sorry.
I told all my friends that I was going away, and now I'm just gonna be stuck here all Christmas.
You know that I would take you in a heartbeat, but I don't have my passport yet. We're gonna have a really fun Christmas together. I promise.
All you ever do is boring work stuff.
Hey, that is not true. I am just as fun as your dad.
Never.
Melanie watches as he turns and walks away.
I love you.
Jason disappears up the stairs. Melanie turns away and sighs. Later, on the phone with Claire.
You're kidding me.
I know, it's unbelievable.
Every single ski resort I've tried is completely booked. Vail, Copper Mountain, Beaver Creek.
We have to do something. You should have seen the look on his face.
Poor kid.
I refuse to spend Christmas watching him play video games.
Well, what about going to Mexico?
I don't have my passport, remember? And I really want to go somewhere where he can get into the Christmas spirit like he used to.
North Pole?
I also want to be able to get there within 3 hours and maybe get a decent cup of coffee.
Okay, not the North Pole.
Booked. Booked. Wait a minute, have you heard of St. Nicholas Island?
No, but I'm intrigued. Tell me more.
Arrive by water taxi and spend Christmas in a unique location by taking residence in a historic and idyllic lighthouse. The island is known for its enchanting and festive community events and Christmas Lights Festival.
That sounds incredible. See if it's available.
It says 4 other people are interested. Now 5.
Okay, well, hurry up and book.
Are you sure?
Yes.
Grab to Jason. He has more than just one adventurous parent.
Okay. Booked.
Jason plays a game on his phone as Melanie appears.
Pack your bags, kid. We're spending Christmas in a lighthouse.
Now, a view of the ocean with mist-shrouded mountains on the horizon. On a fishing boat, Melanie rests her head on a railing.
Oh, I can't believe I forgot the Dramamine. Just breathe. Just breathe.
Jason holds up a hot dog.
You want a bite?
Oh. Melanie gags, then pauses to recover.
I'm good.
You look kind of green, Mom.
Just a little ski dizzy. I'm gonna go stretch my legs. Do you want to come?
And watch you yak? I'm good.
Melanie heads up towards the bow of the boat. She crouches down.
Focus on your breathing. In and out.
Hey, you're right.
Oh, I'm fine.
Water's getting a little choppy. Maybe you should move.
I'm okay.
Ma'am, I don't think you understand.
Please, just let me focus on my breathing. Don't call me ma'am.
All right.
Melanie is splashed with seawater. The square-jawed stranger smiles.
Seriously? Are you laughing right now?
Sorry. Look, I tried to warn you. Here. Now, use this.
He tosses her a towel.
Oh, are you trying to make me more nauseous? This smells like 3-day-old fish.
Look, you do realize this water taxi is going to St. Nicholas Island, not 5-star resort, right?
Really? I thought we were going to Hawaii.
Okay, if I were you, I'd get back inside. Like now.
You are not the captain of this ship. I will do what I want to do.
Another wave of seawater splashes her. The stranger throws up his hands. Now, aerial views of a seaside town with homes nestled along a rocky coastline. Melanie and Jason ride in an SUV driven by a middle-aged man.
Welcome to St. Nicholas Island, you two. Always a pleasure having city folk here for the holidays.
Thanks. Sorry, what did you say your name was again?
Earl. Earl Gleeman of Gleeman Transport. I'm also property manager of the lighthouse.
I'm Melanie, and behind us is Jason.
Nice to meet you both.
Jason, say hi.
He pulls off a headphone.
Hi.
He's a man of few words. He typically just grunts, so if he's saying hi, I think he really likes you.
I'll take what I can get.
They drive over a bridge, then walk with their luggage towards a lighthouse. They stand looking up at the lighthouse beside a red two-story cottage with shuttered windows.
This is where we're staying?
Come on. It's gonna be fun. A little rustic adventure never hurt anyone.
You guys are gonna love it.
Hopefully I have my tetanus shots up to date.
Online, it looked like a Yuletide dream. Come on, let's go inside.
Can I give you a hand?
We're fine.
Melanie and Jason enter a plain loft-type room with wooden beams and steep stairs going up to a second floor.
Really, Mom? This is your idea of a fun Christmas vacation?
On the photos, this entire place was decorated in Christmas.
Yeah, well, I think you got scammed.
They look all around. Jason picks up a narrow binder.
You didn't tell me we had duties. This is just a list of chores.
What? No. This is absolutely unacceptable. I'm calling the owner. Whoever this Peter Sanderson is gonna get an earful.
She holds the phone to her ear, then stares at it.
No service.
There's no service. Mom, I can't do a whole week without Wi-Fi. How am I gonna snap my friends? Is this supposed to be some sort of punishment or something?
Just wait. Earl! Earl!
She runs down an outside ramp.
Sorry. Hi, do you know who Peter Sanderson is?
Of course. Everyone knows Pete.
Do you know where I can find him?
This time of day, probably at Ruth's.
Ruth's? Where's Ruth's?
I'll take you there.
Thank you.
Melanie, Jason, and Earl arrive outside a bungalow diner. Inside, a stocky woman with gray hair.
Earl! Twice in one day.
Can't stop thinking about your shortbread cookies, Ruthie. Can I get a few for our newcomers?
You bet. Coming right up.
Ruth pats him on the chest and makes her way to the kitchen.
Okay, so is he here?
Let's see.
How can you tell anyone apart in this sea of flannel?
Earl wears red flannel.
Sorry.
He looks through the crowd of diners.
There he is, right there.
Melanie rushes away.
Your mom's quite a whippersnapper, isn't she?
That's one way to put it.
I'll get us a hot chocolate.
Sorry, I'm...
Jason bumps into a young brunette.
Sorry.
Hi.
Melanie arrives at the table.
Excuse me, sir.
It's the stranger.
You.
You?
Of course. Of course you're the owner of the lighthouse.
I am. Is there a problem?
Yes, there is a problem. My son and I are supposed to be here for a nice Christmas vacation, and instead, we are at a seaside shanty with Christmas duties?
You clearly didn't read the booking instructions, did you?
What are you talking about?
Well, you're the lighthouse keeper this week.
I beg your pardon?
Well, it states in the booking instructions, whoever stays in the lighthouse over Christmas must help transform it for the Christmas festival. It's, the Christmas star.
Christmas star? Sorry, I have no idea what you're talking about.
Ruth, can you help me out here?
Well, as legend has it, many years ago, there was this heavy fog, and St. Nicholas was lost at sea as he was trying to deliver presents to the old orphanage here. And he almost gave up hope until the light from the lighthouse suddenly appeared out of the darkness, and it guided him to safety. He called it his Christmas star, and since that time forward, it has always been a symbol of hope. And for over a century, it has been the main attraction at our annual Christmas Light Festival.
Wait. Hold on. So, you want me and my son to help you decorate your lighthouse for a Christmas festival?
Bingo.
And why can't you do it?
Well, he despises Christmas. He's an absolute Scrooge. He's allergic to the holidays. He won't even pretend to indulge. And in fact, this is his first Christmas back in, what, 8 years?
What you said.
This is ridiculous. This is supposed to be my Christmas vacation.
Listen, the lighthouse practically runs itself. It's automated. All we ask you to do is just give it a Christmas makeover before December 23rd.
What if I decide to leave?
Go for it. The next water taxi leaves tomorrow at noon.
Perfect.
But just so you know, you'll be letting down an entire island of hopeful Christmas enthusiasts, including many, many, many children.
This is not what I signed up for.
Actually, it's exactly what you signed up for.
She storms over to Jason.
Let's go.
$50 as she leaves.
Jason smiles at the young woman. Peter and Ruth shake hands. Melanie puts sugar cookies in the oven.
For the care and upkeep of the St. Nicholas Island Lighthouse, blah, 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 staying here, you will be responsible for preparing and decorating the space for the upcoming St. Nicholas Christmas Lights Festival.
Is this a joke?
I'm sorry. I signed us up for a week of chores and didn't even realize it. But let's keep an open mind, okay? This could be a fun experience for us. Decorating duties include stringing the lights, hanging the wreaths, wrapping the garland, and placing the lawn decorations.
Hard pass.
It's actually not that bad.
Can we please just go home? I'm not gonna spend a week decorating this place.
Okay, buddy. Listen.
Wait, no, I got it.
His red backpack falls down. Melanie pulls out an essay.
My trip to the Space Needle. Is this your friend Joel's paper?
Maybe.
Jason!
So?
So, your makeup assignment is a 10-page paper on a historic landmark.
And
your friend Joel's paper is in your backpack. Do you think I'm stupid? Don't answer that question. Were you gonna copy his paper?
I wasn't gonna copy it word for word. I was just gonna use it as, like, I don't know, a reference.
Okay. I don't believe you, and this is going in the garbage.
Wait, no, please, please. No, I spent $25!
You are lucky that I don't ground you for 3 months. You're better than this. I know this isn't your ideal Christmas vacation, but I signed a contract.
Big deal. Just blow it off.
We don't blow things off.
Dad does all the time. Can we please just go home?
We're staying. And you and I are doing every single one of those duties together.
This isn't fair. I'm supposed to be snowboarding in Whistler.
Well, now you're spending your entire Christmas decorating a lighthouse. Deal with it.
Jason crawls up the steep stairs. Melanie hurries into the kitchen and opens the oven. As smoke billows, she pulls out a sheet of charred sugar cookies.
Oh!
She looks down at the black cookies and shakes her head.
Holiday fun begin.
She blows her bangs. In the morning, Melanie and Jason sleep in sturdy side-by-side pine beds.
Are we under attack?
Oh, of course not. Maybe we are. It's okay. It's done now. I'm back to sleep.
They lean back in bed.
Are you kidding me? I thought they just lit up.
Meanwhile, Peter on his phone.
I'm sure we can close the whole deal before Christmas. I'm gonna have to call you back. Yeah, I'll get the paperwork ready.
Yeah, bye.
Howdy, neighbor.
Earl.
They sit outside Peter's house on the dock.
What can I do for you?
Just checking in, see how you're making out being back.
Well, it's like nothing has changed, except everything has.
Mm-hmm. Your father, he wanted me to...
Earl, look, I appreciate you checking in on me, but can we just leave the past alone?
Fair enough. What are we going to do about the new guests at the lighthouse?
What about them?
I think they got more than they bargained for.
Peter sips his coffee.
Well, then they should have read the booking instructions a little more carefully.
Peter, they need help.
Earl, the reason I book out the lighthouse during this time of year is so that I don't need to be involved with the Christmas festival. Most folks are really into the whole thing without me getting in the way.
It's not a heavy lift, Peter. Just give them a hand to get them started. It's Christmas.
Fade to black. In the lighthouse kitchen with Melanie.
Instant coffee.
She pours from a kettle and stirs. She walks into the living area as she sips from a mug.
Oh, no.
She puts down the mug.
Hun, I think I'm gonna go and get us some breakfast. Do you want anything?
I'm not hungry.
Okay.
An aerial view of the coastal town. Melanie walks along a crowded street decorated for Christmas. Diner, Ruth puts down 2 pancakes with blueberry eyes, a strawberry nose, and bacon as reindeer antlers.
How special for a special visitor.
Oh, thank you. This coffee is giving me life.
Well, that is what I like to hear.
Oh, can I get another one of these to go?
Of course.
My offspring is infuriating me, but apparently I'm still obligated to feed them.
Challenges of motherhood. Am I helping anyway?
Unfortunately, no. Since his dad and I got divorced, he's been taking everything out on me. It's been hard.
Well, I'm sorry to hear that, honey. This sounds like he's hurting, taking it out in the wrong ways.
Yeah, tell me about it.
I just really want us to have a good Christmas together, but maybe I'm asking for a miracle.
Well, Christmas miracles are what St. Nicholas Island is known for. You be patient. He'll come around.
Thanks. I just hope bringing him here wasn't a mistake.
Ruth shakes her head and walks past Peter in a booth, listening in. He appears lost in thought as he takes a sip of his coffee. Back at the lighthouse cottage, Melanie pulls a string of lights from a box.
What is this? This is ridiculous.
This is a mess.
Who would organize it like this?
I give up.
Peter appears.
Hey.
Hey.
Jason, right?
Yeah.
Peter. Just came by to see how things were going.
Oh, we're just organizing your mess.
Yeah, sorry about that. I just came by to give you a hand, if you need it.
He grabs a string of lights.
We're fine.
We need it.
Melanie and Peter exchange a smile. She pulls out more lights.
Seriously, how many lights do you need for this lighthouse?
Well, it's a pretty big lighthouse.
He looks up at the lighthouse tower.
Found the other box.
Oh, hey, thanks, Jason. Nice job, man.
Jason smiles and nods.
Why are you so adamant about getting this lighthouse beautified for the Christmas festival if you don't even like Christmas?
Well, it's very, very important to the island, that's why.
Seems to me like you just get a bunch of naive tourists to do all the grunt work for you so that you don't have to hire somebody to do it. Pretty genius scam, if you ask me.
Mom, stop.
You know, people actually seek out the experience to run a lighthouse over Christmas Eve. I think they call it an immersive experience.
Uh-huh.
No, you're not very trusting, are you?
That's an understatement.
I'm a realist, so sue me.
In most small towns, there's a tree lighting ceremony where people just gather around to watch the tree light up, right? All right, well, in this town, this lighthouse is the tree. Everyone gathers around to go watch it light up. There's carolers, hot chocolate, there's...
It actually sounds kind of fun, doesn't it?
Jason nods.
It used to be my favorite day of the year.
Used to be? What happened?
Well, that's a long story. But come over here. I want to show you something.
An old-time anchor on a pedestal.
Okay. We don't want any decorations to cover the spot, okay? Otherwise, I get in lots of trouble.
How come?
Well, apparently, many, many years ago, when St. Nicholas first came to town, the first thing he did when he came to shore was kiss this spot right here and thank the lighthouse for guiding him to safety.
Really? Why?
Well, as legend has it, the person who kissed this spot on Christmas Eve is endowed with divine direction. The ability to see where you're supposed to go.
Seems kind of weird. Does it work?
I don't know. I've never tried it myself.
Wait. You own this lighthouse and you've never tried it?
It's just some silly story to bring tourists to the island. That's why. Well, any more questions or are we ready to work?
He gives Melanie a box of decorations. Melanie hangs a big Christmas wreath. Now Jason helps her wind a pine garland around a banister rail. Peter hangs an even larger wreath on the side of the cottage. Inside, Melanie puts a small illuminated tree on a bureau. Christmas knickknacks are placed on a pine shelf. Peter throws down red cushions from the attic. Jason sets one of them by a sailboat with lights on the sails. Then he puts red baubles in a white wicker basket as Melanie lays out a red plaid placemat. She grabs another string of lights and wraps them around a wooden post. She smiles as they light up. Later outside...
Wow, I cannot believe that we did it.
Hmm?
It's amazing.
Not such a shabby seaside shanty now, huh?
So what's next?
Well, easy. You can just take a long deserved break if you want. Great job today.
A mini car pulls up.
Would you look at that? This hasn't looked this good in ages. What a fantastic sight.
Katie, this is Melanie and her son Jason. They just came in from Seattle yesterday.
Oh, well, welcome. Welcome to St. Nicholas Island.
Oh, thank you.
This is the great Katie Cameron, our mayor, and her lovely daughter Sarah.
It's nice to meet you both.
I hope you're all planning on coming to tomorrow's Reindeer Games Carnival at the community center.
What's that?
Oh my gosh, it's an absolute thrill. We've got antler toss, Santa limbo, we have a three-legged race with a twist. You name it, we've got it. We've even got a treasure hunt for Santa's missing toy sack.
That sounds great. Jason loves treasure hunts.
Oh, great.
I don't.
Yes, you do. You play that treasure hunting game all the time.
No.
Yes.
No. I've played that in years. Crazy.
Am I in the Twilight Zone right now?
You'll be there, right, Peter?
Oh.
Oh, come on. You haven't been here for Christmas in 8 years. You have to come. As mayor, I demand it.
Okay, Mom, you can't force people to come.
Force? No. Heavily persuade. Yes.
I will do my best, Katie. Mm-hmm.
Yes, me too. As long as I can convince him to come.
Hey, Sarah still needs a partner for the three-legged race.
No.
What? You do?
I do.
Sarah is the young woman from the diner.
I'll tell you what, Jason. I'll go if you go. What do you say?
Sarah and Jason share a smile.
Okay.
Ooh, this is going to be just wonderful.
Thank you.
You guys are in for a Christmas to remember. This is going to be just magical. I can feel it in the air. Christmas on the island is like nothing you will ever experience.
Bye, guys.
Bye. Bye. This sounds like fun.
Jason and Peter smile. In the cottage, Melanie sits at a vanity mirror. She knocks a cosmetic off the table and reaches under the bed. She pulls out a gray box and sits down on the bed. She opens the lid and takes out several photos of a man with a beard and a young boy. She turns over one of the photos, handwritten on the back, Peter and Hal. Jason appears in a shirt and sweater.
Ready?
Oh, Jace, you look so handsome.
Okay.
I'm serious. You are going to be the man of the hour.
Mom, stop. Can we go now?
Just let me get one picture first, please.
I think girl's here, actually.
No, just one photo. Come on. Okay, hold on. I'm coming. Gosh, so fast.
At the crowded party, Katie chats with a group of women. Earl appears with Jason and Melanie.
Wow, this is incredible.
I know. If anybody can put on a Christmas party, it's Katie Cameron.
No kidding. It's like Whoville in here.
Where's Peter? He said he'd be here.
If he said it, he will be.
In the meantime, you do have me, your mother, the one who birthed you, remember?
I'm gonna go get some punch.
He's a hard guy to crack, huh?
Yeah, he's like a cinder block.
Katie.
I'm so glad you guys actually came. This is going to be a riot. Can't you just smell the Christmas magic in the air?
Absolutely. You've overdone yourself again, Katie.
Yes, and your outfit is amazing. It's very Rudolph chic.
I was going for more high-end blitz and boho.
Right, sorry, I don't know how I moved that.
Love the pearls.
Thank you.
Peter Sanderson, before my very eyes. Ooh.
Katie, miss stopping by for a bit. As I promised Jason.
Sure, sure. All right, I've got to go get the first relay started. Get ready for a showdown.
Well, I'm just here to watch, not participate.
Oh, me too.
Don't be ridiculous. If you're here, you're competing. No ifs, ands, or buts about it. No.
She hurries away as Earl turns to Melanie and Peter.
I see my partner. You two should get out there.
He walks away.
Thanks for coming. Jason would be really happy that you showed up.
You guys worked hard and stepped up yesterday, so... had to repay the favor. Ooh, shall we try Ruth's cookies?
Yes, yeah? Please.
Okay.
At the punch table, Jason turns and almost bumps into Sarah.
I'm so sorry.
It's okay. You barely even got me. If it was grape juice, he'd all have a story.
I shouldn't have spun around so quickly. Can I do something? Get some baking soda or something?
It's fine. You don't need to get anything. It's fine. Well, actually, you could be my partner for the relay race. My mom's making me participate in all the games.
Really?
If you want to.
Yeah, yes. Yeah.
Okay, come on.
She grabs his hand.
Welcome, everyone. What a special evening this is to see so many familiar faces and some new ones as well. As most of you know, the Reindeer Games is a cherished tradition where each team competes in different challenges. The winners will take home the coveted Reindeer Trophy. Without further ado, let's get this show on the road, shall we? And let the Christmas spirit guide you to victory!
The Reindeer Games montage as Melanie and Peter win a three-legged race. Now, Melanie throws soft rings at Peter as he wears inflatable antlers.
Come on!
Peter wears a wide grin as one of the rings rests on the top of his head. Another lands on an antler prong. Now Ruth tosses a ring onto Earl's antlers. Yes! Sarah tosses three rings in a row onto Jason's antlers. Now Peter wears a Santa belly as he limbos under a candy cane bar. Sarah follows him, and then Melanie and Jason, who dips back further than anyone. Ruth approaches the bar. Ruth pushes the bar down and steps over it. Earl arrives at the bar, leans back, and squeezes under it. Now teams compete to build a standing Christmas tree puzzle. Melanie and Peter finish first. Jason and Sarah come in a close second. They all laugh as Melanie dances. Now Melanie and Peter hold two wicker baskets.
Ready? Yeah. Okay. If we win this, we can get the trophy.
Oh, Snowball is my middle name.
Okay.
It's not, it's Marie. But Melanie Snowball Dalton has a really nice ring to it.
That does have a nice ring to it, Snowball Dalton.
Okay, everyone, last challenge. We currently have a tie between Sarah and Jason and Melanie and Peter. Okay. On the count of Blitzen, on Dasher, on Dancer, on Prancer and Vixen, on Comet, on Cupid, on Donner, on Blitzen!
One of the team members tosses marshmallows into the other's basket. Ruth into Earl's basket, Jason into Sarah's, and Peter into Melanie's basket. Jason lands one in Sarah's basket. Peter into Sarah's basket.
Pleasure to announce this year's winners of the Reindeer Games, Jason Dalton and Sarah Cameron! Yay!
Katie holds up a trophy covered in ribbons. Peter leans into Melanie.
It's nepotism, if you ask me.
Yeah, it is, but I think the adult thing is to probably let them have it, huh?
Yeah, we could start a petition and protest their victory.
Ooh, City Hall, tomorrow morning. You bring the megaphone, I'll bring the signs.
Deal. I always want to start a Reindeer Games revolt. Yeah.
Katie takes a selfie with Jason and Sarah.
Thanks for that.
I have no idea what you're talking about.
You know, if you didn't come, he wouldn't have come, and I haven't seen him have this much fun in years.
Well, I wish I could take all the credit for him being here, but I don't think I was the only one that could miss him.
Jason and Sarah smile with the trophy.
Young love.
The best kind.
Peter smiles at her.
Okay, everyone, who wants to do another round of Christmas limbo? Just for the heck of it.
Okay, let's
see.
Katie holds out the red striped bar. Sarah leans back and limbos under it. Jason urges Katie to lower the bar and gives a thumbs up to his mom. He leans way back and limbos under it, then high fives Peter.
Yeah!
In the lighthouse cottage, Melanie works in the kitchen. She uncaps a bottle of orange juice as Jason appears.
Who are you and what have you done with my mother?
It's called cooking, and I heard it's really popular these days. Ruth gave me her famous pancake recipe.
She hands him a glass of juice.
What are you reading?
It's Beginner's Guide to Morse Code. Found it in a box of decorations.
Wow, that's kind of amazing.
And I actually found a newspaper clipping inside the book about a small boat that capsized, and then the old lighthouse keeper, Hal Sanderson, detected it and saved all the men on board.
I have a feeling that this lighthouse has a lot more history than we realize, and we're really lucky to be staying in it.
What if I did my paper on it?
That's a great idea.
Really?
Yes.
Do you think Peter would let me interview him?
That is genius. This is going to be the best paper ever.
Thanks, Mom.
You know what? Peter's already here fixing some lights, and I think I saw some more stuff on the second floor of the lighthouse. I'm going to go grab it for you.
She rushes from the kitchen. Now she struggles with a box down the lighthouse spiral staircase. Peter appears below.
Hey. Hey, you need any help?
No, I'm okay.
Are you sure?
Don't just stand there.
Okay, just relax and breathe.
This is not a yoga class.
Turn around and walk down backwards. Yeah, that's it. Good. Okay, I'm gonna walk up and help you, okay?
Give me space.
Okay.
She falls back into his arms. They stand face to face.
Thank you.
No problem.
Oh, smoke alarm!
There goes breakfast.
Peter smiles. Later at Ruth's diner, Melanie and Jason sit in a window breakfast booth with Peter.
So, you want to do a paper on the lighthouse?
And you want to interview me about it?
You grew up here, didn't you?
I did. My dad.
So will you do it?
Peter looks across the table at him.
Come on, please. It would really help.
Melanie gives Peter an encouraging smile.
Okay, I guess I'll do it.
Sounds so enthusiastic.
Just a lot of history there, is all.
Exactly. That's why he wants to do a paper on it.
I said I'd do it, Snarky Pants.
I'm Snarky Pants.
All right. So what do you want to know?
Well.
Back at the lighthouse, the names Peter and John are scratched into an orange locker.
Buddy and I carved our names in here when we were kids. And now he runs a water taxi.
Cool.
Yeah.
So...
the photo of Peter and Hal.
Is this you?
Yeah, where'd you find that?
My mom found it here the other day. Is that your dad with you?
Yeah, it's Harold. Everyone called him Hal.
Wait a minute, Hal. He's the one from the newspaper clippings. He saved all those people. It'd be so cool to meet him.
Yeah, he passed about 7 years ago now.
I'm sorry.
No, it's okay. He was a good man. Yeah, but we had a tough relationship.
Do you miss him?
Yeah. Every day. Especially this time of year.
I miss my dad, too. It's been a year since he left to be with Laura. Sometimes I think he's forgotten about me.
Oh, hey. Let me tell you something, okay? Now, I just met you 3 days ago, and I already know for a fact that you're one special kid. There's no way your dad's forgotten about you. Not possible. You hear me? Okay. Hey, your mom told me that, well, you're reading a book of Morse code. Is that right?
Yeah, I found it.
You know, that's my book.
Really?
I used to love to send messages to boats using the signal light.
Cool.
You want to take a look?
Yeah.
All right.
Peter turns off the lights.
All right.
He turns on a signal light.
H is four dots.
So what are you sending?
Happy holidays.
So cool.
You want to give it a try?
Yeah.
All right. Now we're here. Pop in there. That's it. And you just hold your hand there and open it up.
The shutters of the light open and close. Now, outside a treat shop.
Best candy cane K-pop ever, right?
Definitely top three.
I told you. What do you think?
Yes. This is the Rolls Royce of K-pops.
Wait, are you patronizing me?
No, never. I would never think of it.
Oh, right.
Jason!
Sarah with some friends.
Oh. Hi.
They're lighting fireworks at the harbor. Do you want to come with us?
Yeah, if it's okay with you, Mom.
Okay, fine. But you need to come straight back to the lighthouse after.
Deal.
He hurries away.
Hey!
This one's mine. Sorry.
His cake pop.
I can't thank you enough for helping him with his paper, getting him out of his angsty teenage shell. I think he really looks up to you.
It's no problem at all. I'm just happy to help.
And I want to say sorry for coming off a little strong the first day. I do take a little time to trust, and I thought that you were scamming us. So.
Scamming you? Okay. Well, I wasn't the most welcoming, so I apologize for that, too. And it was my first Christmas back since,
Your dad.
Yeah.
Yeah. I'm sorry. Was it sudden?
It was, yeah. You know, the worst part was, last time I talked to him, I told him how much I just didn't want to be like him. Didn't want to end up on this small, boring island for the rest of my life. Instead, I wanted, you know, to go pursue a bigger life. But I wasn't here for him when he needed me the most.
It's not your fault. You couldn't have known.
Yeah, but it doesn't take away from the guilt.
Oh, I know all about that. Jason still blames me for the divorce. He thinks it was my fault. Maybe it was. I don't know.
Well, I mean, it takes two to have a relationship. Some things don't last forever, you know?
The thing that's really weird is all the Christmas family traditions that we don't do together anymore. Jason used to love decorating a Christmas tree and listening to Christmas carols and stuff like that.
I mean, I could always
get you guys a treat if you want. Maybe even help you decorate it.
I thought you were allergic to Christmas.
I think I'll survive.
Okay. That would be great.
Yeah.
Now with Sarah, Jason, and friends.
So where are we going?
To watch the fireworks from the best spot on the island.
Cool.
They arrive onto a dock.
Come on, I have a better spot for us.
She takes Jason by the hand to a boat at the end of the dock.
Here it is.
Jason steps into the boat and offers his hand.
Thank you. Okay. Here.
They sit down and both put on life jackets.
So, whose boat is it?
My parents.
It's pretty cool. Do you drive it?
Mm-hmm. My dad taught me, but I'm not allowed to take it out in the winter because it gets too choppy.
Does your dad live with you and your mom?
Yeah, of course. Why?
It's nothing. You're just lucky. Give anything to go back to the way things were before the divorce.
I'm sorry.
And ever since my dad met his new girlfriend, he's barely had time for me. Sometimes I wish he'd just break up with her.
Why did your mom and dad get divorced anyway?
Palm was working all the time. It just ruined everything. Sorry, I don't know why I'm telling you all this.
It's okay.
They gaze into each other's eyes.
Are you hungry?
Yeah.
My dad usually keeps snacks in the tackle box. Okay.
She opens the tackle box and rummages through it.
Do you want a candy cane?
Definitely.
Sarah has a candy cane as well.
I'm glad you're here.
Me too.
They look up at orange and red fireworks.
Come on, move over.
She sits beside him and covers their knees with a blanket. She lies in his arms as the fireworks illuminate the sky above them. In town, Peter watches them with Melanie.
Wow, it's so beautiful.
I have to admit, St. Nicholas sure has its moments.
They turn and smile at each other. Peter has a call from Ray Schultz Development.
Sorry, I have to take this.
He steps away.
Hello?
He holds the phone to his ear as he looks back in Melanie's direction. Fade to black. Outside Ruth's diner with Jason and Sarah.
So this is a test, and if you fail, I don't think we can be friends.
Those are some pretty high stakes.
Well, around here we take our Christmas treats very seriously.
I'd say you guys take everything about Christmas very seriously.
Yeah, we definitely do.
So what's the test?
So, every year, Ruth makes two Christmas drinks, and the island is split over which one's better. Cinnamon eggnog? Or peppermint hot chocolate?
They both sound pretty good to me.
No. You have to choose one. I need to know if you're with me or against me.
You really have a flair for the dramatic.
You have no idea.
All right. Here we go.
He sips from the cinnamon eggnog.
Well?
Interesting.
Interesting?
I can't let you know which way I'm leaning.
Okay.
Now he sips from the peppermint hot chocolate.
Okay. That's fantastic. Definitely this one.
The peppermint hot chocolate is my favorite. We can now officially be friends.
They fist bump.
Glad I passed the test. I was nervous there for a minute.
Me too. So, what's the deal? How did you and your mom end up here for the holidays?
It's a bit of a story. I was supposed to go snowboarding with my dad in Whistler, but he canceled last minute. So, my mom booked us a trip here.
Wow. That's pretty cool of her.
What?
Well, obviously she knew you'd be upset, so she scrambled to book something last minute, so you'd still have something special. Do you have any idea how hard it is to book something at Christmas?
Not really.
Okay, well, it's basically impossible. She's pretty cool.
Yeah, I guess.
They sip together with froth on their noses.
What?
You have whipped cream all over your face.
You've got some on your face, too.
No.
They wipe at their noses. Back at the cottage, Jason and Peter decorate a live Christmas tree with Melanie.
How good does this look? I feel like we're in a giant Christmas snow globe right now.
You're starting to sound like Mayor Katie.
Hey, you two are getting into the Christmas spirit. Just admit it.
Just a little.
Maybe a tiny bit.
Oh, just a little bit, yeah?
I am starting to decorate back at the house a bit.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Well, thanks for picking this up. It wouldn't be Christmas without decorating a big Christmas tree.
You're welcome.
Oh,
Actually, this is your mail. This big pile here.
I'll just grab that. Yeah.
On top of the stack of mail, a final tax notice to Peter and another to the cottage.
Everything okay?
Oh, yeah. I just got a postcard from an old relative here.
Oh. Okay, I'm going to go upstairs and grab a couple of things, but I will see you tonight at Ruth's pre-Christmas decorating party.
Yep, we got to put the finishing touches on Town Square.
Well, pal, things are looking pretty good around here, huh?
Yeah. You're so lucky to own this place.
Yeah. Yeah, I am. Sometimes I forget that, but you and your mom have really made me appreciate it lately, so thank you.
Look, I'm gonna get going, but we're gonna see you tonight, right?
Yeah, Sarah invited me.
Whoa, Sarah invited you. Yeah. You're really starting to click, huh?
Yeah, but I think I'm in the friend zone.
A wise man once told me the best kind of ship is a friendship.
Jason winces.
Forget I said that. Not so good, right? Yeah, well, okay.
Do you have a girlfriend?
Oh, no. No, I'd been a lone wolf for the past couple of years, so.
Don't worry. You're cool. You'll find someone.
Thanks. Thanks a lot, pal. I appreciate that. All right, we'll see you tonight.
See you.
Yeah.
Upstairs in the bedroom, Melanie holds up two Christmas stockings, Mom and Jason.
Oh, cool, you brought our stockings.
Of course I did. Wouldn't be Christmas without them.
She hands him his stocking.
I always love these.
Me too. You know, I made them just a couple months after you were born.
Seriously?
Don't act so surprised. My mom always made Christmas really special when I was a kid, so I wanted to do the same for you.
I guess you do a lot of things I don't see.
It's kind of what moms do. You mean the world to me. You know that, right?
Jason nods.
It's hard to believe. This is the first Christmas we won't all be together as a family.
I know. And it is hard. But maybe it's time for some new traditions. I mean, honestly, being here with you is the most fun I've had at Christmas in years.
Me too. Okay, well, I better get ready. It's almost time to go.
Yeah. I'll meet you down there.
Jason steps out of the room. He stops and turns around.
Mom?
Yeah?
Thanks for doing all that stuff that I don't see.
Melanie's eyes fill with tears.
Anytime.
Jason turns and walks away. Melanie picks up his stocking and holds it close. The sun dips below the harbor horizon. In the town square, Melanie and Jason mingle with the crowd. Sarah waves at him and urges him over. Jason turns to his mom.
Go ahead.
Thanks, Mom.
He walks over to her as Katie addresses the crowd.
All right, everyone, we've got a lot of work to do. So grab an old friend or make a new one and let's get going. Snow machine over there, movie center over there, and on lights and decorations, we want those everywhere, okay? And let's have some fun. Hit it, Earl!
Yellow folding chairs are arranged in a row and Christmas blankets draped over them. Melanie, Peter, Jason, and Sarah decorate outdoor Christmas trees. They all light up as Peter turns to Melanie and smiles. A snow machine hangs above Jason and Sarah as snow drifts down onto them. They both look up and smile. Sarah twirls around. Jason takes her hand and she spins him. Katie parks a cart of goodies. Melanie puts a wreath on a door. Peter appears behind the glass. He smiles as he steps out the door and whispers to her. He scurries away. Nearby, Ruth and Earl both smile at Melanie. On a porch, Melanie hangs lights with Earl.
How's it going?
Pretty good. I think I'm getting the hang of it.
And how are things going at the lighthouse? I know it was a bit of a shock when you first arrived.
Yeah, you know, I'm actually kind of loving it now. It's a little cramped with a teenager. Mm. But Jason and I are spending a lot of time together, and it's really amazing. And Peter's been really helpful. Jason really likes him.
Peter's a great guy.
What's his deal, anyway?
He's single, if that's what you're asking.
Wow, that is not what I meant. I mean, why did he leave the island and come back so suddenly?
No one knows, really. I like to think because he missed us, but you'll have to ask him.
Switching gears, what about you and Ruth?
What about us? We've been friends for decades.
All right, okay.
Plus, her Marty just passed a couple years ago. It wouldn't feel right.
Time is precious, Earl. Don't waste it.
I hope you're taking your own advice there, Missy.
Peter appears with Ruth.
Ooh, nice work, you two. Some folks are coming to my place for some hot cider and cocoa. Why don't you come and join us and warm up?
I'm in.
He walks away with Ruth. Peter leans against a porch column and turns to Melanie.
So, care to take a walk and admire our handiwork?
I would love to.
She steps off the porch and walks away with him. Fade to black.
This is so magical. It's like a dream.
Right?
This island never fails to deliver Christmas.
I can't believe you ever wanted to leave.
Yeah, well, my dad and I had a fairly complicated relationship. My mother died when I was really little, and I don't think he ever really knew how to be a single dad. He just had a really hard time of expressing emotion. He was very reserved.
You know, that sounds familiar.
Like, I'm trying to do better. My last girlfriend actually told me that I was terrible at expressing love. But if she had a stoic Swedish fisherman as a father, I think she'd understand that it didn't come natural to me.
Yeah, I get it. Telling someone you love them is the scariest thing in the world. It's like giving somebody all of your armor so that you're just giving them the power to hurt you.
Why did you and your ex split?
Well, Jason thinks that it's because I worked too much. But the truth is, Max left us for a woman that he met at the gym. And the reason that he couldn't take Jason to Whistler is because she's 3 months pregnant.
You're kidding.
Max wasn't ready to tell him, so I told Jason that she had the flu. I'm just so worried about how he's gonna react when he finds out. He was devastated when Max moved out, and now he's starting a whole new family.
I'm sorry. That's a lot to deal with. It must make dating hard.
I actually haven't dated at all yet. I'm terrified, to be honest with you.
You shouldn't be. You're smart. You're beautiful, and you're a great mom. Anyone would be lucky to have you.
Snowflakes from the machine drift down on them. Peter looks up and smiles.
Listen, I have something kind of cool I want to show you and Jason tomorrow morning. Can I stop by sometime?
We'd love to have you.
They share a smile.
That's a date.
They look over at the snow machine as it shoots snow at them.
That's where it's coming from.
Nice touch.
Yeah.
They turn and walk away. Back at the cottage, Melanie checks her hair in a mirror as Jason appears behind her.
Are you okay? You've been staring at yourself forever.
What? Yes. No. Fine. I'm just making sure I look presentable.
Why?
Why not? Come in. It's open.
Peter appears.
Morning. I come bearing coffee for the big kids. And Christmas donut for the man.
Thanks, Peter.
No problem.
Peter and Melanie share an awkward smile.
So, how goes the paper?
Yeah, pretty good, I think. It's crazy how long this lighthouse has been in your family. Your great-great-grandpa used to live here. It's so awesome.
Yeah. Yeah, it is.
Do you think we could come back for March break?
Maybe. Yeah, if it's not booked up.
Peter avoids her gaze.
You wanted to show us something?
Yeah. Well, Jason, you want to know what it's like growing up here, right? I'm going to show you one of my favorite things.
Okay.
If you put on Jackie, you can come too. Usually, guest lighthouse keepers don't get to see this. But
at the top of the lighthouse stairs,
since you're both VIP, I'll make an exception.
They travel up more stairs to the outdoor lookout and a view of the ocean.
Ever since I was a little kid, I'd come up here on the day of the Christmas festival. Boats from all around would come and watch the lighthouse turn on its Christmas lights.
So they'll all be here tomorrow when we light it up?
Yep.
This is so cool, right, Mom?
Yes, it really is.
In Town with Katie.
Welcome to St. Nicholas Island. Merry Christmas. Happy holidays. Hi, I'm Mayor Katie Cameron. If I can do anything at all, please let me know.
There are so many people. This is amazing.
In the town square, they sit with an audience watching a movie. Melanie and Peter smile at each other. Peter looks across at Jason sitting with Sarah. Jason nods and smiles back at him. Melanie looks over at Ruth and Earl. He gives Melanie a thumbs up. Everyone smiles at the movie. Later in the square, Peter walks with Melanie.
Oh, numbers always just came really easy to me. I love strategizing and planning. So, yeah, my brain's just perfectly suited for my job, and I just did what I loved.
That's amazing. You should be so proud of yourself.
Thanks.
Okay, come on.
They see Jason and Sarah at a ball toss game.
Check it out.
Let's go. Oh.
Melanie watches with tears in her eyes as the vendor gives Jason a prize.
Hey, what's wrong?
I'm just realizing lately that life is moving really fast these days. He's gonna be off to college in no time. It's terrifying.
Well, time is very precious, that's for sure. You just have to make the most out of the time you have together, now.
He thinks that he's such a grown-up, but he's really still such a kid. He has these struggles with abandonment, mostly because of his dad. I just want him to be okay.
Oh, hey, he will be. He's got you. And you're there for him. And that is all that matters. You know, I love my dad, but like I told you, he just checked out. You're not like that. You're here.
You feel a lot of guilt about your dad, don't you?
Yeah. 7 years ago, I was on my way back to the Christmas festival to surprise him and make things right when I found out he died. Every time I look up at that lighthouse, I just feel so much guilt and heartbreak. He sacrificed so much for me, and I just left him.
He knows you love him, and he would be so happy to see that you're continuing to make sure that Christmas star shines bright year after year. You're keeping his legacy alive. And I know I never met him, but he would be so proud of you. You're an amazing person.
Melanie, I need to tell you something.
They look into each other's eyes.
Hey, Peter!
Ruth appears with Earl.
We're going dancing.
Maybe next time, but thanks.
Not this year. This year we're going.
She grabs his hand. A mirror ball revolves above couples dancing as Peter follows Melanie onto the dance floor.
Okay, we're doing this?
Oh, yeah, we're doing this. It's on.
Really? Mm-hmm. You're never going to be able to unsee this, realize that.
Well, I hope not.
Okay.
Peter moves awkwardly to the music, bobbing his head with jerky arm movements.
Oh!
He continues his goofy dance as Melanie smiles and dances with him. Ruth walks by with Earl.
Just go, ladies.
It's always the quiet ones.
Yes.
Melanie applauds him.
I warned you.
Wow.
He offers his hand and takes her into his arms for a slow dance.
Will you ever be able to see me the same?
I don't think so, but I have to say I'm impressed. I didn't think you had it in you.
Can I just say, I'm really, really happy you're here. I haven't enjoyed holidays as much in many years.
It's been magical. You have made this one of the best Christmases I've ever had.
Right back at you.
Melanie smiles. Nearby, Ruth and Earl dance in each other's arms. Melanie holds Peter close as she puts her head on his chest. Later, they arrive outside the lighthouse.
Seriously, that was, like, really fun. Mm-hmm.
It was.
Yeah.
Hey, would you want to come to dinner
tomorrow night before the big lighting ceremony?
Definitely. Invitation accepted.
Okay. Because at some point, we're going to have to discuss those dance moves. I mean, they're jaw-dropping. Mm-hmm. Breathtaking.
Yeah. No one can really explain those. Not even me.
No.
No.
They gaze into each other's eyes for a long moment.
Good night.
Melanie walks towards the lighthouse, then comes back and kisses him. They look at each other, then share a long smile. Melanie walks away. Inside the cottage, Jason watches them from a window. He turns and stares off. Melanie enters the cottage. As she takes off her scarf, Jason walks towards her.
Hey. Good night tonight.
Yeah.
You okay?
Yeah, I'm fine.
You sure?
Yeah.
Okay, well, I'm gonna go to bed. We have a big day tomorrow getting ready for the lighting festival.
Okay.
She heads up the stairs and then stops.
Good night, I love you.
You too.
She continues up the steep stairs. Jason looks off and sighs. Back in Seattle, Claire is in her kitchen on the phone as she kneads dough.
Wait, you two kiss?
Phone is really loud. I don't want Jason to hear.
Slow down. You haven't kissed anyone since Max. This is big.
I know. He's just so charming and handsome, and he's really good to Jason.
I guess I just got caught up in the moment. Well, I think this is great. It's about time you started dating.
We are not dating. I am in Seattle, and I don't even know if Jason is ready for a new man in his life.
Don't push something good away just because it's safer to keep things the way they are. I know you have a hard time trusting people. Especially men. But you deserve to find love.
This is not about what I deserve. This is about what's right for Jason. And right now, I'm just happy that the kid hasn't rolled his eyes at me in the last 3 days.
Don't make excuses, Mel. You know, the best thing for any kid to see is their parent happy.
Stop being so wise. It's getting really annoying.
Well, call me tomorrow with updates, okay? I'm so excited for you. Enjoy getting your smooch on.
You're insane.
You love it.
I do. I'll talk to you tomorrow.
Jason appears.
Hey, how'd you sleep?
Okay.
He wanders into the kitchen.
Are you ready for tonight?
Sure. I mean, it's just plugging in a few lights.
Oh, well, everyone here is pretty excited about it.
I guess so.
So I invited Peter to dinner tonight. Is that okay?
Whatever.
What do you mean, whatever? I thought you liked him.
I do. Just, have you talked to Dad at all?
No. My service has been really out of whack, and I haven't even turned on my phone this last 3 days. Why?
I haven't talked to him in a while. Sometimes I feel like he forgets about me.
Hey, buddy, no, that is not true. Him and Laura are just busy, and they're getting ready for the new...
The new what?
Car. They're getting a new car.
Oh, okay.
But if you want, we can call him later tonight, okay?
Okay.
He pours himself an orange juice.
Hey, Jace, look at me. You know, no matter what, nobody will ever replace you, right? You will always be your dad and my special guy. And I'm just putting it out there, but if you wanted to invite Sarah to dinner tonight, I'd be happy to have her.
So, let me get this straight. You're planning on cooking?
Hey! Yes! I found this cookbook in the cupboard, and I thought that it'd be fun to make something with a little lighthouse history.
Okay. I'll ask her. But if I were you, I'd have Ruth's fish and chips ordered as a backup plan.
Wow. Ye of little faith. It's going to be amazing.
If you say so.
You'll see. It might not be amazing.
Peter on his phone.
No, I understand, but look, I don't think I'm ready to do it just yet. I know we agreed, but look, it's part of my family legacy. Can't we just take a beat? You know, get him to back off for a few days? He's coming here tonight for a final inspection. Look, I gotta go. Okay. Yeah, I'll call you later. Thanks.
Hey, Peter.
Hey, Earl. What's up?
Just stop by and see how you're doing.
Earl, I think I made a big mistake.
But what?
I have to sell the lighthouse.
What?
Like, Dad left all these unpaid bills, loans, and tax notices, and it's up to me to pay them now. It's a mess, and I don't know what else to do.
I'm sorry, Peter. I wish you'd have told me sooner.
Yeah, I just wanted to get it done and forget about it. But now that I'm here, I realize how much this lighthouse means to everyone. I don't think I can go through with it.
What can we do?
I don't know. This guy, Ray, he's a real estate developer. He wants to turn this property into condos or maybe a vacation home or something.
What? You mean tear down the lighthouse?
Maybe. He hasn't decided yet.
Well, Peter!
Earl, I'm so sorry. I don't know what I was thinking.
It's okay. We will figure something out.
I'm just so confused right now. About everything.
Including Melanie, you mean?
Earl, she's gonna leave with Jason after Christmas. There's no point to get feelings involved.
You can't run away every time things get complicated, Peter.
Yeah, well, I guess you're right about that.
Do you like her?
Yeah.
Well, then tell her.
Peter looks away. Fade to black. Dinner at the lighthouse.
We're listening.
No, because now there's...
That was expectations.
Guys, this was so good. I can't believe you found that old recipe and made my great-grandma's famous holiday Yule Bole.
Well, I'm just glad I didn't butcher it. I have a new kitchen, so this is kind of my return to cooking.
Yeah, right. She's never gonna cook. She just likes the way her new kitchen looks.
Hey, never know. Come on. I thought it was delicious. Thank you, Melanie. You're welcome. I may not be a chef, but they say that the best part of a meal is who you share it with, and I couldn't be happier than to share it with all of you.
Okay, Mom, that was really cringy.
Anyway, I kind of like that.
Me too.
Sarah smiles at Jason.
Well, you guys, it's almost time. Should we get outside?
Yeah, the carolers should be here any minute.
Okay.
Oh, and Jason, do you want to help me turn on the lights?
Really?
Yeah.
Yeah, I'd love to.
That's like a big deal.
Let's get to it.
Aww.
Later outside, carolers gather. Katie stands at a podium in a long plaid coat.
Come one, come all, to the great St. Nicholas Island Christmas Lighting Festival. This ceremony is very important to so many of us. It's not just a symbol of Christmas cheer, but of hope. A reminder that through the darkness, there is always light to be found, to guide us. That's why Sir St. Nicholas called it his Christmas star. I also must make a few honorable mentions. This year, our cherished lighthouse was spiffied up and beautified with the help of Melanie Dalton, Jason Dalton, and our very own Peter Sanderson.
Jason applauds them as Peter and Melanie share a smile.
Now join me as we count down from 5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
Peter and Jason throw a breaker, and the lighthouse glows with lights. Peter and Jason high-five and hug.
Really good. I'm very, very, very proud of you, buddy.
They walk through the crowd to Melanie.
Great job, you two.
It was awesome. We should come back every year.
Well, we'll see if Peter lets us.
Peter smiles at both of them.
Can I get you two some hot chocolate?
Yes, please.
Yeah? You
yeah.
Ready? I'd love some.
Okay, be right back.
Thanks, Mom, for making this happen.
He gives her a big hug. Melanie's eyes are wet with tears as she holds him close.
I got a gift for Sarah. I'm gonna go grab it.
A middle-aged man with brown hair approaches Melanie.
Excuse me. Are you Peter Sanderson's wife?
Peter's wife? No, I'm just a friend. Maybe a little more than a friend. It's really kind of undecided yet. Sorry, who are you?
I'm Ray Schultz. I'm here for the final inspection and walkthrough of the lighthouse. Will Peter be back soon?
Final inspection? Sorry, I don't know what you're talking about.
Oh, I'm sorry. I just assumed everyone knew. I'm buying the lighthouse. I'd like to get the deal done before Christmas Day.
Buying the lighthouse?
You don't really seem like the lighthouse keeper type.
Oh, no, gosh, never. I'm thinking about turning it into a rental property. Or I might just demolish it and build a house, you know, like a summer vacation home. I mean, these views are incredible.
Tearing it down? Does Peter know that you're planning on doing this?
Ray?
Peter appears behind him.
You're here.
I am.
How could you do this? You're letting him tear down the lighthouse?
Melanie.
You lied to us. You used us to fix it up so that you could just sell it.
No, that is not true, okay? I was trying to do one last Christmas festival for everyone.
Jason is going to be heartbroken. This whole town is going to be heartbroken. I honestly can't believe you.
No. Melanie. Sorry, can you hold this, please?
Ray holds a tray as Peter chases her into the cottage.
Melanie, wait. Melanie! Wait, just let me explain, okay?
There's nothing to explain. You know how hard it is for me to trust people, and you spent the last week lying to me so you can make a few extra dollars.
Look, I tried to tell you the other night, but then you leaned in and I got distracted.
Oh, so it's my fault.
No, that's not what I'm saying. Listen, this lighthouse is barely functional as it is. It hasn't been used to bring people to safety in over 20 years. It's a relic, and I can't afford to keep it.
Your father would be so disappointed in you.
You know nothing about my father.
I know enough.
Okay, you're the last person to lecture me about honesty when you can't even be honest with your own son.
What are you talking about?
You haven't even told Jason that his father is having a baby.
That is a completely different situation.
No, hardly.
It's up to him to tell him. You know what? I'm not doing this. Tomorrow morning, Jason and I are leaving.
No.
Merry Christmas, Peter.
Fine. Yeah.
Melanie watches as he turns and walks away. She disappears up the steep stairs while Jason appears out of the dark kitchen. He wanders into the living area with a blank expression as he holds back tears. In the morning, gentle waves lap up onto a rocky shore near the lighthouse. In her bedroom, Melanie sleeps. She opens her eyes and slowly looks around. She sits up in bed and takes out earplugs.
Jace?
She looks to his empty bed next to her. She gets out of bed and backs down the steep stairs.
Merry Christmas Eve, buddy. So, I was thinking, why don't we spend Christmas at home? Jason?
She steps into the kitchen.
Jason? Where are you?
She steps back into the living area and then stops, appearing lost in thought.
Jason?
Now at Ruth's diner.
Hey, you. Something wrong?
Have you seen Jason? I've been looking everywhere for him and I can't find him anywhere.
Maybe he's with Sarah and her friends.
Maybe. It's just he normally leaves a note if he's going anywhere.
Let me call Sarah. I'm sure he's okay.
Ruth makes a call. Meanwhile, at the dock, Jason steps into Sarah's boat. He puts on a life jacket and opens the tackle box. He takes out the keys to the boat. He stares at them in his hand. He slowly drives the boat away from the dock and towards open water. Fade to black. In his kitchen, Peter sips from a mug of coffee. He slowly walks to the kitchen table and answers his phone.
Hey, Ruth. What?
At Ruth's diner, Melanie shakes as Peter bursts in.
Anything?
We've looked everywhere.
But Sarah has rounded up some of the kids to help look for him.
It's been hours. Where could he be? He's never even gone anywhere without leaving a note.
Look, I checked with the water taxi. They haven't seen him yet, but...
Melanie.
But Katie appears.
Our boat is missing. Sarah showed Jason the boat the other day, and we think he might have taken it.
What? No, he's never even driven a boat in his life.
It's okay. We're gonna find him.
At the dock, Earl stands at the wheel of a large motorboat. He looks to Peter and Melanie on the dock.
You two stay here. We need eyes at the lighthouse. Contact me if you see or hear anything.
Are you sure you don't need me to come?
Positive.
No, I'm coming.
All right, you go, and I'll be at the lighthouse, all right?
Earl turns to Melanie.
Don't worry. Christmas miracles are what this island's all about.
Peter frees the boat.
All right, we're good.
Earl pulls away from the dock, Melanie watches as Peter grows smaller in the distance. She faces forward and takes a deep breath. The boat passes local fishing vessels as it makes its way out of the harbor. Meanwhile, Peter races up to the cottage. He looks towards the anchor on the pedestal and makes his way over to it. He grabs a short chain that hangs off of it. He studies a metal tag at the end of the chain.
Gift of divine direction.
He leans in slowly and then kisses the metal tag. He opens his eyes and stares at it. He lets go of the chain and rushes to the cottage door. Meanwhile, Jason is stalled on open water. He covers his face and bows his head. An aerial view of the tiny boat on the vast ocean, later in the dark on Earl's boat.
I can't take this anymore. He's all alone. He must be so scared.
We'll find him. He's smart. He'll know what to do.
Peter on the lighthouse lookout.
Jason.
He looks through binoculars. Meanwhile, Jason sits in the boat in the dark. He looks around and then picks up a flashlight. Peter scans the darkness with his binoculars. Back at the boat, Jason turns on the bright light. He uses a hand to cover and uncover the light. At the lighthouse, Peter looks through the binoculars.
Come on, buddy.
He sees in the darkness a faint light flashing.
That's him.
He calls on his radio.
I found him.
Jason's off Benson Point.
Copy that.
He's using Morse code.
What's he saying? Is he okay?
He's spelling out happy holidays.
Let's go get him.
Attaboy.
Later, Melanie with Jason.
I'm so sorry, Mom. I really am.
Hey, you're safe. What happened? Why did you go out alone?
I heard you and Peter talking about Dad having a new baby, and I realized we'll never be family again.
Jason, I am so sorry. I wanted to tell you I did. Your dad wanted to tell you in person. He might be starting a new family. That does not mean that you do not mean the world to him.
When the new baby comes, he's going to spend less and less time with me.
I know that this is a lot to take in. But your dad loves you, and he's always going to make time for you. We both love you. Nothing's ever going to change that.
Do you promise?
I promise. And next time that you're feeling scared or uncertain, find me. Talk to me. I'm your lighthouse. And if you're lost and you can't find your way, I'm always gonna be here to guide you. You got that?
I love you, Mom.
He wraps his arms around her. Melanie hangs on tight as she looks off, her eyes wet with tears.
I love you too.
They hug on the dock. Later at the cottage, Jason sits on his bed with the Morse code book. Melanie arrives with a mug.
Here, honey. Drink this.
Thanks.
I love you so much, and I can't wait to open presents with you tomorrow morning.
Mom?
Yeah?
It's still early. Go talk to him.
Who?
Peter. You like him, don't you?
Jason, the only thing I'm thinking about right now is you.
You deserve to have someone in your life that makes you happy.
You make me happy.
Mom, you know what I mean. He's a good guy. Go make things right before I steal another boat and never come back.
She glares at him.
Too soon?
Way too soon.
They exchange a smile. Meanwhile, in town, Peter arrives outside his home, where Ray is waiting.
Peter, where have you been?
Sorry, long story.
We were supposed to sign these documents hours ago. I wasn't planning on staying overnight.
Ray, I'm sorry. But the deal's off.
What are you talking about?
I just can't sell it and let it get torn down or be turned into some vacation home.
No. Peter, we had a deal.
No, I know, Ray. But this lighthouse means more to this island and to me than you'll ever understand. I love my dad. But he was stubborn.
stubborn man, and he should have told me about the debts he had, the loans he couldn't pay, and the taxes overdue, but he didn't. And I can't do anything about that right now. But what I can do is not sell the lighthouse. Because if I do, I'd never forgive myself.
Peter, I know this isn't an easy situation, and I feel for you. Okay, but you said it yourself. You cannot afford to keep this place. So either I buy it from you and you walk away debt-free, or the government takes it. Which do you prefer?
Need more time, right? Like, I still think I can figure this out.
How?
I'll partner with him.
Melanie.
She walks up to Ray and Peter.
Investing is what I do, and that lighthouse is the best investment I could ever make.
Okay, wait a minute. What's happened again? Who are you again?
Oh, Melanie Dalton, Peter's new business partner.
She smiles at Peter. Ray stares at them.
Business? Peter?
Well, you heard my new business partner. She's made her decision.
Well, it looks like another Christmas miracle has come to St. Nicholas Island.
I think so. Ray, I'm sorry. Thank you for understanding.
Ah, I wish you both the best of luck.
He hands the papers back to Peter.
Merry Christmas, Ray.
They shake hands.
Merry Christmas.
He smiles at Melanie and shakes her hand, then walks away. Melanie and Peter watch as he goes. Peter stares at her and then smiles.
Are you sure about this? I mean, it's not going to be easy.
Of course it's not going to be easy. Anything worth doing never is. And Earl can manage the property when we're not here.
We
can register it as a historic landmark and even apply for nonprofit status so that we're exempt from any future taxes.
You really thought this through, haven't you?
That's what I do.
Well, should we go take a look at our new investment?
Definitely.
Now they step into the room at the top of the lighthouse. As they stand together, the large lens pulses with light.
I'm sorry I didn't tell you the whole story this week. I just care about you and Jay so much. I didn't want to jeopardize that. And honestly, what scared me the most was how much I was falling for you.
Falling for me?
Yeah.
Well, good. Because I am absolutely falling for you, too.
They look into each other's eyes and kiss. They smile at each other for a long moment. They stand in front of the large lighthouse lens as it pulses with light. In the morning at the cottage living area, Jason and Melanie look through a book together.
That one looks like the lighthouse.
It does, and I think we saw this earlier, and that's what it looks like on the inside.
Yeah. Oh!
Peter appears with a striped gift bag.
Hello.
Oh, thanks again for getting him that book. He hasn't even looked at the video game I got him.
Well, that's a good sign. And this is for you. Oh.
From the gift bag, she takes out a lighthouse snow globe.
The lighthouse.
Our lighthouse.
I love it.
They smile at each other and kiss. Earl and Ruth arrive.
Oh, come in.
Peter, Melanie, and Jason go to them, and they all hug. The snow globe sits on a nearby tabletop. Snow swirls around the lighthouse. Fade to white.